Jobs always wanted Apple to create its own unified utopia, a magical walled garden where hardware and software and peripheral devices worked well together to create a great experience, and where the success of one product drove sales of all the companions. Now he was facing pressure to have his hottest new product work with Windows machines, and it went against his nature. It was a really big argument for months, Jobs recalled, me against everyone else. At one point, he declared that Windows users would get to use iPods over my dead body. But still, his team kept pushing. This needs to get to the PC, said Fidel. Finally, Jobs declared, until you can prove to me that it will make business sense, I'm not going to do it. That was actually his way of backing down. If you put aside emotion and dogma, it was easy to prove that it made business sense to allow Windows users to buy iPods. Experts were called in, sales scenarios developed, and everyone concluded this would bring in more profits. We developed a spreadsheet, said Schiller. Under all scenarios, there was no amount of cannibalization of Mac sales that would outweigh the sales of iPods. Jobs was sometimes willing to surrender, despite his reputation, but he never won any awards for gracious concession speeches. Screw it, he said at one meeting where they showed him the analysis. I'm sick of listening to you assholes. Go do whatever the hell you want.